What is up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. Contact me, bonkers4bourbon@gmail.com, or at bonkers4bourbon on Twitter, or bonkers4bourbonpodcast on Instagram. I'm a lover of all things bourbon, so thank you, and join me on today's ride. What is up, everyone? My name is Stu, and I am Bonkers for Bourbon. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. I cannot appreciate enough the love and support the bourbon community has given this cast. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Today, for this episode, I want to talk a little bit about the Kentucky Derby, because it is happening this weekend, this Saturday. The Running for the Roses is occurring. So let's get into a little bit of fun facts and history about bourbon and the one race to rule them all. God, that's lame.
Oh, look at that young man. My goodness, children, they're adorable. They're just like tiny little dumb people, aren't they? They are.
All right, the Kentucky Derby, coming to you live from Churchill Downs, and is considered to be one of the most exciting or the greatest 2 minutes in sports. That is how long the race itself runs. It originally was a shorter race, actually, in 1875, when the race was actually first done. It was 1.5 miles, and now is over a mile at 1.25 miles. The horses in the race this year are, let's take a look. In post one, we have War of Will. Then we have post two, Tax. Three, By My Standards. Four, Grey Magician. Five, Improbable. Six, Venicama. Seven, Maximum Security. Eight, Tactus. Nine, Plus Q Parfait. 10, Cutting Humor. 11, Haikilu. 12, Omaha Beach. 13, Code of Honor. 14, Win. How can you not bet on that horse? 15, Master Fencer. 16, Game Winner. 17, Roadster. 18, Long Range Toddy. 19, Spinoff. And 20, Country House. The favorite is in post 16, that is Game Winner, listed currently at 9-2 odds. That is your favorite for the Kentucky Derby thus far. So Kentucky Derby, I came across an article which kind of inspired this this particular talk, is that it talked about how the Kentucky Derby was responsible for the bourbon boom around the world. And it was very interesting and intriguing, so I have to give them credit. Go ahead and check out, well, it's USA Today, posted May 1st, just yesterday. So they talk about how, you know, the Kentucky Derby is becoming more nostalgic because people are just starting to really enjoy the finer things in life. You know, you go to the Kentucky Derby. I can't imagine, by the way, what the cost of the Kentucky Derby is. I would love to go to the Kentucky Derby, but I keep hearing that tickets run around the same cost as if we were to go to the Super Bowl. So basically, you could choose to buy tickets to go to the Super Bowl, or you could buy tickets to go to the Kentucky Derby, not to mention the cost to dress up, the drinks, all that kind of fun stuff. So speaking of drinks, now, by the way, the Kentucky Derby is sponsored by Woodford Reserve. They became now the leading sponsor of the Kentucky Derby, but I find it odd that the namesake cocktail that everyone drinks at the Kentucky Derby is the Mint Julep. And that is made with Old Forester. And speaking of Old Forester, I'm actually drinking some right now in honor of this episode and the Kentucky Derby coming to you this weekend. I'm drinking some Old Forester 1920. That's a Prohibition style bourbon. That is perhaps my favorite on the Whiskey Row series and holds a special place in my heart because this, to me, when it came out, was one of the first, quote, rare bottles or hard bottles to find that I feel like I found and got a good deal on and feel like I kind of got a steal, you know, in the market. Old Forester 1920. This one you wouldn't mix in a mint julep, but is still extremely good. If you do mix a mint julep, I think you're losing out on the flavor it offers. So talking about the bourbon boom a little bit. So again, they talked about how people started wanting the finer things in life, the generation going up, especially with the craft brew generation. You have the craft distilleries as well, and local bartenders, they really kind of pushed the product, made excellent cocktails, and really started to change people's mindsets to being that a cocktail can be flavorful and enjoyable rather than just getting you buzzed or drunk. So there's been this mindset shift, especially starting kind of in the 1990s or so, where folks started to slowly shift to really appreciate a good cocktail, the flavor, the balance. And this is from coming from good bartenders and good advocates for the liquor industry, rather than just getting you loaded up, tanked, wasted, trashed, hungover the next morning. This has led to, of course, bourbon just increasing in quantity as well. So in 1999, there were fewer than 20 distilleries in Kentucky producing about 455,000 barrels of bourbon. Now, there are 68 distilleries, and 1.7 million barrels were filled just last year, and just creating this big infrastructure and tourist attraction that Kentucky holds, where 1.5 million visitors, mostly from out of state, will try or travel along the Kentucky Bourbon Trail on the distillery tours. So it's really interesting that people are really starting to kind of go towards that nostalgia aspect. And of course, you know, bourbon's rich in American history, and just the Kentucky Derby just kind of oozes that kind of sentiment. You dress up, ladies wear the hats, you drink till you can't drink no more. You obviously got to be classy with it. So I think that this type of race, obviously the race kicks off the first of the Triple Crown, the running of the roses. By the way, yeah, the red rose is in fact the official flower. Of course, the winner receives the roses. It is the rose garland, kind of the rose crown or necklace that goes around the horse. It was made the official flower, the red rose, in 1904, being called now the Run for the Roses. So I, you know, if I'm around, quite honestly, I would love to watch the Kentucky Derby. I would love to go, but oftentimes, you know, you can definitely go to your local horse track. They'll definitely have it on. So go ahead and take a look at that kind of a thing. And if you're into horse racing, this is a great weekend for you. I'm going to take a quick break real quick, but before I do, I want to just take a cheers out there. I want to say, be true to yourself, screw what other people think, and drink more. Cheers, and good luck to the horses, and then running of the roses, Kentucky Derby. Oh, yeah. Try the 1920 if you haven't already. The 1910 for Old Forester, that's the newer product. Still very good, but I think the 1920 is my fave. Be right back after a quick word. And we are back. Thank you so much for tuning back in. Gonna put a little bow on this right here. I just want to talk a little bit about the mint julep, and because the mint julep is synonymous with the Kentucky Derby. Of course, I already mentioned that Old Forester will be sponsoring the mint juleps at this year's Kentucky Derby, and that is what they'll be made with. Obviously, they can order all sorts of bourbon cocktails from your old fashions and two Manhattans, but at the Kentucky Derby, they will be serving 120,000 mint juleps. Holy smokes. By the way, Churchill Downs holds about 100,000 people, so that is over one mint julep per person, at least. Mint julep, the traditional drink, of course, it typically requires 1,000 pounds of mint, and you know that mint's not heavy, so that's a lot of mint, and 60,000 pounds of ice. Now, I already did an episode on the mint julep, so please go back and check it out. I'd really appreciate it. I kind of went through the making of the cocktail and actually made a mint julep and enjoyed it. So check that out if you want to actually know the recipe to make an actual mint julep. It's a really easy cocktail. It is just mint leaf, bourbon, of course, simple syrup, and crushed ice. Simple syrup being a 1-to-1 melted sugar to water ratio. By the way, the Kentucky Old Limestone Mixing Water, good for making simple syrups. So this weekend, I hope you guys enjoy a mint julep. I hope you guys enjoy watching the Kentucky Derby. Remember, without bourbon, what's the point? That's what it's all about. Cheers out there, and I hope you guys have a great weekend. It is upon us. Cheers and much love, and I will see you on the next episode.